I want to welcome everyone to the Advice Show on Blog Talk Radio, and tonight's topic is dark skin versus light skin. In the dating area in black community, that is sometimes a topic that come up in the relation of how men choose their women. Some women say some black men are color struck. Some black men say, hey, it's just my personal choice. So I invited Nola on the show because he's been very outspoken about his particular personal choice, and he has had a lot of flack from it. So I'm bringing Nola into the show. How you doing, Nola?
What's good, my G, man? Thanks for having me on, Jake.
Oh, shoot. Thank you for coming in and spending this time a day before Thanksgiving. I appreciate you doing that. Shoot, I know everybody got to be eating tomorrow. So let me ask a question, man. Topic, dark skin versus light skin. Now, you've done a lot of videos and on your particular preference. Now, what made you say, you know what, I'm going to talk about my particular preference in women?
Well, 09, man, I basically got on YouTube, June of 09. You know, and I always had this opinion, but I never got a chance to express it, you know, to the viewers, a big audience. So I said, let me express my opinion. Keyword, opinion. It was always, everybody always have a personal opinion. It's not the same to everyone, but people have a problem with how I came off saying it. You didn't have to say it like that. You could be more respectable. Look, I like black women. I love black women. They're still black no matter if they're light skin, caramel, dark. It doesn't matter, man. Like, why is you worrying about somebody else's preference? Dig? I'm not talking to a specific person. I'm talking in general. And people need to really get over themselves with that shit, man. You know?
Yeah, well let me also, hold on a second. I had another call coming, 8238. You there, Gabby?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. So I wanted to make sure I had a male perspective and a female perspective. All right, Gabby, check this out. You heard what Nola said just now. Do you think it's preference or men are color struck? What do you think it is? Since you're a woman.
That's actually a difficult question to answer because there is a such thing as having a preference and there is a such thing as being color struck. It's a preference when you say this is what you like and this is what you would prefer. But being color struck is when you say that this is what I like and this is what I like only. And if I was dating a light-skinned woman with a tan, all of a sudden I wouldn't like her anymore because her skin isn't light enough for me. You know? There's a difference between liking something and then just being totally against your own race and totally against your own color of people just because their skin is a little bit darker than what you would like.
Well, okay. Now, Nola, now you've been through a lot of battles with, from what I've seen, from dark-skinned sisters, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay, and what was the first thing they told you when you said that you don't really check for them?
I'm a self-hater. I don't like myself. Look, I look in the mirror 24/7. Shit, I love myself. What the fuck y'all talking about? I don't like my mom. Shit like that, man. Like, really? But let me ask you this. Like, what's the young lady name? Just came on. I forgot it. My fault. No, I forget a lot. What's your name?
Gabby, talking to you.
Yeah.
Gabriella.
Gabriella.
Why don't nobody, when it comes to that situation, the color struck and the preference, why nobody base that off other races like white people? A white guy want to date a white girl with blonde hair. Why he wouldn't date a white girl with red hair? Nobody calls them a self-hater, don't like their mom. Why it only applies to us? Why do you apply to other races?
I'm sorry to cut you off, but it applies to black people more because when you really think about it, the whole dark skin and light skin issue is deeper than just the way that we look. It comes from, there's a history behind it. And there's a whole, there's the fact that in our society, people with lighter skin are treated differently than people with darker skin. It's deeper than just, a white man wants a woman with blonde hair and blue eyes. That's way different than a black man choosing a lighter-skinned woman over a darker-skinned woman. You really can't compare those two. That's not a very good analogy because it has, those two don't even correlate at all. You know what I mean?
I don't fuck with Lynch. I know the history. I know where people coming from. Look, people say you was brainwashed as a child with the TV. When I was a kid, the first girl I liked was happened to be light skin. That's all. Her name was Sasha, and she happened to be light skin.
Oh, I understand that, but the reason why you might have thought that the women that were on TV were prettier, the lighter skinned women that were on TV were prettier, was because when you really think about it, how many attractive dark skinned women do you see on TV? Realistically, women that are very attractive who actually don't play into the stereotypical, ghetto female role. Like a woman that's actually portrayed as someone who's very sexy, sophisticated, can speak well. Those kind of roles are given to people like Halle Berry and other black actresses. Those aren't given to people that are Alex Wex complexion, you know what I mean?
No, that's dark skin. When I see that, now that's dark skin. I'm like, wait, that is dark skin. I ain't talking about brown skin.
Okay, well, even brown skin then. Even then,
yeah, I'm cool.
How many really sexy, attractive brown skin women do you see on TV?
Amazing girl.
I see them all the time. Really, be honest with you. I mean, they're on reality shows. They're not on your regular.
Okay, well, we're not talking about reality TV shows because those women are. I mean, they might look good, but the way they act kind of makes them look unattractive. So I'm saying, you know, like a position where they're actually being respectable female.
No.
I'm not talking about New York from Flavor of Love. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, I'm talking about a woman who actually has a good head on her shoulders, who's actually playing a role like, I don't know, who actually acts like Claire Huxtable and not like some hoochie mama on reality TV.
That still doesn't change my mind, though. That still wouldn't basically, I like her more. That wouldn't change my mind. I know what you're saying. It wouldn't tempt me to go that way. It ain't like that.
But I want to know, can I ask you a question then? I want to know is where is this belief that women that look more, the lighter skin are more attractive than someone who is darker skin? I want to know where that comes from.
Well, when I'm from New Orleans, so basically that's what I've seen a lot. And it most times it is true that lighter skin do tend to look better than dark skin. I haven't really seen too many dark. When I say dark skin, I'm not talking about brown skin. I'm talking about the actually colored dark, like a lit wax. Come on, you can't say, if you asked a guy to pick a lit wax versus Lauren London or Keisha Cole, who do you really think he will pick? A lit wax is not attractive. I'm sorry. She is not attractive. That comes from seeing it. She is not attractive. I'm sorry. You can't make me like it. No.
Gabriella, hold on. It's the thing too. Like, this is my thing. As a woman, why would you want a guy to be with somebody that they don't want to be with? I mean, because all they're gonna do, in my experience, when you with somebody they don't want to be with you, they're gonna end up just doing you wrong or cheating on you. So if somebody don't like you for whatever reason, why don't you say, you know what, that's them. I'm just chalk that up to the game and take the L and move on. Well, what's the big deal with the rejection? That's what I'm trying to think, because men get rejected all the time. You're not tall enough. You don't have enough money. You don't have this. You don't have that. Many reasons men get rejected, but we just have to go on.
The solution to that problem is to just find someone who would accept you for your skin color. There are some black men who aren't hung up over on skin color, and they look more at a woman, the whole package. They'll say, okay, does she have a cute face and does she have a nice body? They don't really care about the skin color. So I know that there are some darker skinned black women who do get upset at men, like Nola here, who say that they don't find them attractive, but the only thing that you can really do is just move on and find somebody else who actually does like you for who you are. Because if someone's still hung up over on the skin color thing, there really isn't much you can do to change them. So
I never said I didn't find dark skin on the track. That's the way it came off. Actually, I'm talking to a chick that's my color right now, to be honest. It's like when I say that, you got to come correct. I have nice teeth. You got to have decent to nice teeth. You got to have nice skin. You got to keep yourself up. But what I see is dark skin chick with scabs and cuts all over their arms and shit like that. That's what I'm saying. They don't have their head nice, you know, be presentable. That's all I'm asking. And light-skinned chicks, most of the time, presentable. You know, they got their skin, their hair did, and shit like that. Not all, but the majority do. They come correct. That's all I ask, come correct. That's all.
Okay, so really what you're saying is you would actually like a woman who takes care of herself no matter what her color.
She can't be looking like a liquid, though. I still like look. She can't look like a liquid. I'm sorry. But, yeah, you're right. That's all I ask. Come correct.
Okay, okay, let's say if you had, like, Keisha Cole's face, but then Alex Wet complexion, what would you say?
I can't see it. You're like, that would be hard. No, I can't see it, though. I can't really see her features through that. I'm sorry. She's actually a color black, though. I know I probably still couldn't do it, but she my color, maybe a little darker. Yeah, I holler at her.
But this is the thing, though.
You can't eliminate someone just because of their skin color. Like, it doesn't matter how beautiful she is, just because she's. I mean, I think that black skin is beautiful, so I don't see why.
You constantly trying to, like, Gabrielle is kind of like you're trying to convince him, and it's like my attitude is like.
I'm not trying to convince him. I'm trying to say, like, I'm just saying, like, how I feel, because I don't really care about skin color myself. It's more about their facial features and if they're, you know, if they keep up with themselves and if they're successful. I don't really care about the skin color, so.
That's how I am. I don't care.
Right?
Do what?
You'll be a white guy if you don't care about skin color?
Yeah.
Oh, see, this.
I wouldn't date a white man based on the fact that he's white.
No. But people come to me and say I'm a self-hater, but I would never date outside my race. That's the thing. Y'all be the main ones dating white guys, but talking about me. I'm a self-hater, but you dating a slave master. So what y'all talking about? Who the really self-hater here? Not me. I would never date outside my race. Talking that. I'm for Black Panther, Black Pride. So if you dating outside your race and calling me a self-hater for liking light skin,
I'm not dating outside of my race. What I'm saying is that I will give it a shot.
Why would you date a white guy when you're trying to convince a black guy to like black women, though?
I'm not trying to convince a black man to like black women. That's not what I came on here for.
No, she came on to just to give a female perspective.
I just came on to give my perspective.
Yeah, female perspective on
a
particular topic. She's not here to convince you. No, she's not here to convert you. She's not here to do that. I mean, if she, whatever she...
I know.
Yeah, I mean, everybody choose, you know, to date whoever they want to. At the end of the day, it's all about, you know, you can only be one person at a time. Whoever you with, that's you. Whatever. But my thing is, you know, like I said, I don't think it's right that somebody should tell you wrong for what you choose. And I don't think it's right for somebody to say a person's color struck either. I mean, because I look at it as a preference. I mean, it's like, that's how I look at it. You know, now, when it comes to the women, I noticed this. Women have all this, like, angle to discredit men. And nobody can say anything. And they got women that say, I don't like dark-skinned black men. I don't hear brothers saying, that chick color struck. Like, she just don't like them. She may like dudes like that, that's like Drake color. You feel what I'm saying?
You go ahead.
Gabrielle, you still there?
I'm listening.
Okay, no, I thought you had something to say. Well, what I was saying, they got some guys, I'm sorry, women, that they like guys like the color Drake who wouldn't even talk to somebody dark skinned, you know, and nobody's saying nothing about that. I say, but when a man does the same thing, it's a problem. And I don't really understand what it is. He's called color struck. Like I say, he's called a self-hater. He's called, you know, all kind of names. And especially if he's dark-skinned himself, oh, God, that's even worse. So, like, Gabriella, why women feel so rejected if a man say, look, I just like a certain hue of skin tone within my own race of people? I mean, like, what's wrong with the rejection? You know, why women feel just bad about that?
I mean, the only thing that I can say is that it might be because of resentment due to the fact that it's a little bit harder when you're a female and you're a darker-skinned female and for the most part, it doesn't matter how cute you are, you still will get overlooked. And so after 10 guys keep telling you you're cute, but you're not light enough, eventually that's going to get to you. So I'm thinking that it might be because of that. A man, it doesn't matter what color of skin, what skin color a man has, he can still get a woman. But for, you know, I mean, I haven't even met any black women who would say, oh, I wouldn't date a dark-skinned man or I wouldn't date a light-skinned man. I've never seen that. So, it's a totally different, thing. Because as a female, I mean, you see how you're, like, I will be at the mall with my friends and whoever's lightest might get picked first. You know what I mean? Or might have the most guys giving them phone number. But if a girl was just as equally as attractive and she didn't, she might not get the same amount of attention. So there would be a lot of resentment there over time. So it does hurt a little bit worse when you're a female. It doesn't even have the same effect.
But so basically, but on the logic you're saying is you base your self-esteem off of, like, the way men perceive you? Is that basically what you're saying?
To be honest with you, there are studies that show that by the time a girl is 4 years old, she starts having body image issues. So for women, the way that a man perceives you has a lot to do with your self-esteem. Why do you think there's so many women who have eating disorders, who use bleaching cream, who, you know, do all this plastic surgery? A lot of our... You know, a lot of women's main focus is trying to be the most attractive woman they can be. And when they feel like, oh, well, there's something that I really can't change, which is my skin color, they're going to be upset. So there's nothing you can really, I mean, other than bleaching yourself, what else can you do? Change
most
that.
Of them girls have self-esteem issues, and it's already a problem with them. That's all. It's already there.
I understand that, but if you're constantly told that you're ugly based on something that you can't change, of course you're going to have self-esteem issues. There's no way around
it. But men are totally ugly all the time. Men, like I said, I've been ridiculed before by my color and by my features and stuff like that. But I'm not going to walk around and just let these females... I mean, that's like dangerous to let another person shape how you feel about yourself. I mean, because they got people that are just say stuff to you just because they know you like that. I mean, if you don't look at yourself in the mirror and think you are something special, then who else going to think it? You can't be, you know, depending on this world to make you feel good about yourself. This world's evil. Evil snakes in this world, man.
I want to ask this. Why don't dark-skinned women get called self-haters? Like you were saying, they would never date a light-skinned person. Why they don't get called self-haters? Or they won't date their own tight-skinned brother. Why they don't get called self-haters? Why we always get called self-haters? Can you answer that, Gabriella? You know?
That's not an easy question to answer because I'm trying to think about what I can say because I'm not. I hope you don't think I'm over here trying to attack you. I'm just trying to say I feel.
Nola being Nola, I'm just listening to him. I don't think he ain't attacking you. He just being himself.
I can't even come to this on a dark skinned woman's perspective anyway, so I don't even know what kind of question you're asking. The only thing I can say
is asking you is, like, no, hold on. The question he just asked you was, how come that dark-skinned women aren't called self-haters and stuff like that when they say, I don't want a dark-skinned man. I want a guy like Drake color. I want a white guy. Why aren't they called out and called self-haters and all this stuff? But
a lot of the times they are, though. If you look at it, I've seen how many people, I think there was a lady on YouTube named Blake Barbie Doll. I don't know what color she was, or Black Barbie Doll, whatever her name
is. I know
who
she is.
The one, I don't know what color she was, but she's been constantly called a self-hater. She goes around trying to enlighten black women.
I call them coons. That's what I call them. Main one talking, main one first one to bed outside his
way. Me, like I said, when it comes to people, like me personally, I don't really get too involved with people, you know, on a date outside their race. They want to do what they want to do because at the end of the day, you got to choose what you want to do. I ain't caught up on telling people what to do. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. Look, I guess she dropped her call. Okay, there she go. Oh, yeah, dropped the car, huh, Gabri?
Yeah, we're on the highway. So.
Okay. Anyway, I'm not caught up on telling people what to do in their dating choices. I always say this. Whoever makes you happy, be with them. Because, like I said, maybe that person has, you know, some qualities that you've always been looking for. That's how I look at it. Because I don't know. I'm just a little lot different on that. You know, if the chick, dark-skinned chick, light-skinned chick, a different race. Like, to me, I just never cared about all that. Mm-hmm. You know, but some people are caught up on
that. I feel the same way, but some people do have that. I mean, that's how they feel. You know, the Bible says to each his own, but at the same time, there is a lot. I mean, a lot of these standards of beauty do come from, you know, they come from the Eurocentric way of thinking. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, because in American society,
you can't lie and say that in American society, the closer a black woman looks to white, the more attractive she's. Because, you know, that's how, and they'll say that woman that looks closer to white is more attractive. After Beyonce got all that surgery, got her skin lightened, changed her hair to, like, bleached blonde, you know, now she's the sexiest black woman or sexiest woman alive. But back when she was in Destiny's Child and she was, like, 5 shades darker, her nose was broader, her lips was bigger, you know, she wasn't out there as much as she is now.
Well, all these industries that you're talking about are dominated by people that's not Beyonce's color. So she's really conforming to an image that they're comfortable with. Now, you know, that's why you got to make your own self. But Beyonce's at a point, she don't have to do that anymore. She has a career. She don't have to put up no look if she don't want to. I mean, the woman can sell stuff just off her name alone. But what I don't get about the women aspect, look at her husband, Jay-Z. If that ain't African features, I don't know what is. But he ain't changed nothing about himself, and nobody tells him a word.
Because for a man, it's different. I mean, it's completely different for a man than it is for a woman. Because a black man, he doesn't have to be the most attractive man in the world. He doesn't have to have a specific skin color. As long as he knows how to sell a product, or he's very talented, or he's very business-minded, it doesn't matter what he looks like. He can be the ugliest man on the planet, regardless of skin color. And he can still get respected if he knows how to, you know, if he knows what he's doing. But for a woman, it's different. I mean, we do live in a male-dominated society, so a lot of the things that women do are based on trying to get a man's approval. I mean, that's why female celebrities are... How many, it doesn't even matter, like, what skin color, like, how many female celebrities do you see getting plastic surgery? It's always the females getting their whole face and body done and all this kind of stuff. It's because, as a female, a lot of your self-worth comes from being attractive to men. And I know that's not right, but that's just the way that things are.
So in that logic, what you're saying is, the chicks that aren't really attractive, they got the worst self-esteem issues, and the chicks that are attractive have just on cloud nine. Is that what you're saying?
For the most part. I mean, for the most part, if you would look at a woman who isn't very attractive, the way that she would feel about herself will be completely different than a woman that is attractive, because you don't even have to be smart if you're an attractive woman. But if you are an unattractive woman, overweight, and you have, you know, you're not, you don't look white enough, you know what that would feel like. Completely being constantly told that you're not attractive. When you go in for a job interview, you might not even get the job, because they might look at you and say, oh, you know, we don't want to deal with somebody who looks like this. It's constant rejection and being treated like you're less than a person because of the way you look. That's going to have an effect on someone's self-esteem.
Sounds like you're making excuses.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying this is what I've seen, this is what I've heard.
I'm listening because I'm an objective person. Like, you know, they'll say that's an excuse, but like I said, I you know, because I'm a little older, I've seen some things, and, Yes, the way a woman look does have something to do with where they get to, because they even did a study that more attractive women get jobs faster than ones that's not attractive. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did a study about that. I mean, that's crazy because, like she said, it is a male-dominated society, and, you know, a lot of these men are, you know, just beyond the horn dogs. You know what I'm saying? If they want a nice-looking secretary. They don't want no chick that look like Precious.
Which goes back to my theory. You got to be presentable. I always say that in my videos. I say, if you're dark skin chick, nice teeth, nice this, I can do it. You all, people hear what they want to hear. They want to hear the stuff, the other shit I was saying, but they never read between the lines or hear between the lines. Once again, it goes to that theory. You got to be presentable for a job. You want to look nice. I want a chick that looks nice. Simple as that. I don't want no broke down looking chick. That's me. I like looks. I go for looks. You're supposed to go for a chick's personality. Fuck that shit, man. If you ain't looking good, I don't want you. I'm sorry. That's with anything. Light skin, dark skin, him. Yeah, that's with anything.
Now, no, let me ask you a question. How old are you, dude?
23.
Okay. Well, in about 10 years or so, you're going to change that mindset. Trust me.
Because
you're going to
think.
You're going to, no, I'm going to tell you why. Because it's going to get to a point you're going to be like, she look good, but she broke. I can't do that. And then you're going to like, she look good, but her attitude stink. I can't do that. So you're going to get to a point and you're going to want the whole package. And like, when it comes a time for you to see that, because me, you got to have some, you got to have some sort of career, because love don't pay the bills. You got to do. You do have to attract me in some sort of way or fashion, period. Okay. Everything got to be on and popping in the intimacy area. It must be. I can't be bored in that area. I mean, it has to be a package thing. It can't be just looks. Because some of these chicks that look good, they shallow and boring. And to go back to what Gabriella said, and I'm about to poke a hole in the logic about looks, I've seen chicks that actually look very good and have some of the biggest self-esteem issues and insecure, and they look good.
The reason why they would feel insecure about their looks if they are very attractive is because they know that that's all they have. And if they lose that, that's it. Because they know that, you know, once they, if all they have is their good looks and something happens to them and they don't look good anymore, that's their whole self-worth is gone. So, of course, they do have a lot of self-esteem issues. I'm not going to say that that's not the case, but it's still few and far between.
But
I love those types.
I've heard why you like those types. Yeah, I heard why. But it does have an effect on a woman's self-esteem, really, if the father is in their life. Because the father is supposed to, you know, make them reassure that they, you know, beautiful how they are. They ain't got to stoop down, you know, to, you know, do all this stuff or to do just to get some love and appreciation. So, yeah, then women that don't have a father in their life, they go out on the street looking for it. And they got dudes like Nola that'll play on that.
Yep.
And it's just game. I'm calling it how it is. Is it right? No, it's not right in the sense, but it's the game. That's why you gotta, you know, I always tell, well, anybody needs to have their father in their life. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, Gabriella, you know from just your personal, you know, situation, life or whatever, the difference with you versus other chicks that ain't got theirs, you know, their father in their life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen it. I know I've seen a lot of girls that'll run around, like a lot of the girls in my college will run around and do anything with any guy. All you got to do is send them a couple text messages, tell them they're cute, and then before you know it, their whole name has been dragged through the dirt. So,
yeah, tell them holler at me, man. Tell them holler at me, dude.
Okay, I know this is kind of off topic, but have you ever been in a committed relationship for a very long time with one of these light-skinned women, or was it just based on the physical attraction and it didn't last very long?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I've never been in a relationship. I just play the field. I've never been in a committed relationship, nah. Mm-mm.
You don't want to?
Never have. Maybe down the line, but right now, you know, I'm just, you know, dibbling, dabbling, you know.
That opens my eyes a little bit, because now I know that, like Phil said, in about 10 years, you might change your mind about this.
Oh. Like I said, oh, he going to change his mind, because he going to get to that point like, man, I'm sick of these hoes, man. I'm sick of these hoes.
He gonna,
it gets to that point. You do get to that point because like, once you ran through a certain amount of number of chicks, you're going to get, like, old. It's really going to get old to you. It's like, man, like, I'm sick of this. I'm by myself, man. It's like, yeah, after you do what you do with these chicks and send them down the road, you look up and like, man, I ain't got nobody. I ain't got nobody to eat, like, Thanksgiving dinner with, nobody to celebrate my birthday with. And you don't want to be celebrating stuff in your life with superficial hoes. I mean, what's the point? You know, these hoes, they talking to 8-9 dudes. You just one on the list. You want somebody just for you is gonna rub Vicks Vapor Rub on your chest and you sick, give you some NyQuil or something. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gonna give you some chicken soup. Somebody's gonna watch a movie with you or something. You know what I'm saying? And she ain't gotta be all dolled up to do it. Once you get to that, he gonna get to that point. I mean, he's at an age he don't have to get that point. But it takes time to get to that point.
That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it's cool though. It's best for him to get it all out of, you know, like, let him do his thing. Because it's better for him to do it now than get in a relationship like, dog, I never, mm-hmm. that. Never did my thing. And then he gonna be wishing he would have did it.
And then he'll be 41. Still trying to do the same thing. Well, I've seen guys, I've seen people go and try to steal when they're old. So
that's my uncles right there you talking about. We, you know, be respectful to the elders.
Oh, my God.
See, like at his age, he shouldn't get serious. But real talk, at his age, he shouldn't get serious with nobody because I tend to do it at his age. You need to be focusing on your money and your career and whatever that's going to be. And get set up with that. And then as you get set up with your money and your career, you got plenty of time to get serious with a chick. You know what I'm saying?
It's not like I'm just doing this shit. I'm college educated. I'm about to get a bachelor's in the next year or so. So ain't like I'm just doing this shit. No, I'm actually doing something. I got shit going for me. No, I'm just real picky.
Yeah, but ain't nothing wrong. It's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, it's where he's at now. If he was 43 saying that, I'm like, man, come on, dude. You know, but at the age he is now, it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Why is that at 20? I have a broader perspective.
Well, because if you look at studies, women mature faster than men.
Well, my life experiences have been totally different, so we can't even compare that.
Well, there you go. Everybody, if Nola grew up, you know, basically in the hood of New Orleans, let's say he grew up there, he's seen a certain thing. And, you know, I grew up in the hood, too. In the hood, you're not focusing on all that career and all this other stuff. You're just trying to survive, man. You're trying to make sure the food stamps arrive once a month and the lights on. You don't get shot. You don't get shot or nothing.
Well, my life. Story is totally different than that. So.
That's what I'm saying. Like I grew up like that too. You know, I mean, you know, your mom and them just trying to make sure get you through school and keep some clothes on your back. And sometimes you wearing the same clothes, you know, more than once. And you know what I'm saying? You know, your homeboys, they in gangs, or some of your homeboys is, you know, pimps. Or, you know, like I said, I grew up, I seen the crack epidemic hit the hood and seen people, you know, rob your own mama, man, and just do all kind of stuff. So it's like everybody's situation is different. So what Nola's talking about, you know, and even what I may say, you know, it's coming from when you grew up versus maybe you grew up in the right
environment. I mean, we started off, I mean, things weren't always perfect. We started off from when I was really young being in a trailer to moving into an apartment. We didn't have furniture for a long time, sleeping on air mattresses with a TV and a cardboard box, eating ramen noodles every night. You know, like, I know what it's like, but at the same time, unlike a lot of people, I was privileged to have parents that actually do love each other, and I was actually able to see what a successful marriage is about. And what I've noticed is that a lot of Black men don't have that opportunity. They were raised in a single-parent household, so they don't know what it's like to have a mother and a father that really do love each other and support each other and are with each other, you know, every step of the way. Like, they don't have that perspective. And so when they think about marriage, they don't have anything positive to base it on. So a lot of the times, a lot of these young men will run around sleeping with 20 different girls at a time because they don't really, I mean, I don't know if it's the wanting to sow their oats or whatever, or if it's just that they don't know what they want. Or they don't know what a positive relationship could be.
I have both parents still married today, live in the same household. I just choose to be different, that's all.
He decided he knows that he's going to be the black sheep. That's what he's going to be.
Yep.
But, you know, you're talking about these men, but the women, too. I think sometimes the women, it has more effect on them when it goes.
It does have more of an effect on women. It's different for a woman.
it goes back to what we're talking about, you know, dark skin and light skin. Like, when it comes to, you know, my girls, I tell them all the time, you're beautiful and nothing wrong with you. And if I hear them saying something about their hair or their features or anything, I'm going to say, no, nothing wrong with you or whatever. Because if I don't tell them, they find the way they are and get in their head that, you know, they pretty little girls, then they go, like I said, they're going to go out in the street looking for Nola. You know what I'm saying? So I'm using Nola as an example.
Nah, ain't no problem with that.
Yeah, he'll go out the street looking for Nola, and then like I said, then he'll come back pregnant or whatever. Cause dudes like Nola don't care. They're like, shoot, they ain't my baby. First they ain't gonna see. That's that other nigga's baby. Shoot, well, not all dudes are doing that. You know that they like, shoot, I don't care. I'm a G. I'm a leave my deposit. Cause I had one dude I knew in the hood, man. He was, like, he got a kick off of getting chicks pregnant. Like, real talk. Like, you laughing, but real talk. I'm like, man, you dumb. He's like, I ain't paying no child support either. I'm like, man, you stupid.
Yeah.
They got dudes like that. And the killer part about them dudes like that got chicks, like, just lining up to be with them. I don't get that. It's like they want to get pregnant by this dude. I don't know if they want to get pregnant because, hey, that's my meal ticket on the system, which a lot of females are on that. Have a baby is free money. You may not be getting child support from that dude, but you're getting food stamps, you're getting welfare, which you're paying, what, $6 rent. You got a big discount on your light bill. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, all I got to do is have a dude living in the house with him from here and there. They don't have to marry the dude. You know how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah,
but,
man.
But this thing here is like Nola, it's like I've seen chicks, I even make videos at you, man, about when you say you just like light skinned chicks. I mean, in the videos I've seen, these women are like literally like hurt that you said that. It's like, I mean, literally hurt that you said that. Now
yeah.
Why you think they get so hurt that you said it, just in your opinion, just for you, you one dude, you one
mm-hmm.
man. You're not every man in America, not every black man in America. You just one guy. Now, explain to me that why do you think these women that got mad at you, got angry at you, just had to respond to you?
Because they like me.
It's like that. Like they like you.
They like me. They never said I was ugly, unless it was mad. I'm not ugly. You can tell that. They like me, and they're like, oh, I don't have a chance with him. You know, and they feel hurt. It butt hurts, so they go on this tantrum. Oh, I hate myself. And that's what it is. They like me. Mm-hmm. That's all. It ain't no secret. That's what it is.
So you say, so that's what you say. They like you, and but you say you don't like them, and they usually have no way of even meeting you or whatever. But, yeah, that's what it is. They just like you.
That's it. Low self-esteem, man. Showing coming out. That's what it is. They're never going to see me in their life in person, but they mad. That means I'm telling the truth in some cases. Mm-hmm. Get yourself together, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is like crazy. You know, that
so,
YouTube video. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Gabrielle, you ever seen a video from mine? You ever seen a video of mine? You did? Talking to Gabrielle. She online?
Yeah, so you're still there. Gabrielle, you still there?
Did you ask a question?
Yeah, he asked you a question. Have you seen any of his videos?
Have I seen the video?
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what you've seen,
like,
do you think
like
I'm about which one you show? Tell me how
okay.
to get out
of here. Physically attractive, yes. But the way that you talk, I really find that a turn off. So,
I'm not really attracted to your personality.
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I don't like the
I
way
know.
That you So.
I know. As long as you say my physical is attractive, I don't give a fuck with other shit. See? That's
don't
what
care
I'm
about like, your personality.
Nah, because I've been this way. I ain't going to change. Promise you that. But as long as you say my physical was attractive, That's all I want.
But not that much.
I know a little food, man. Like, you know, let me tell you something.
Don't tell me that you don't sit there and act like it takes more than your outer appearance to get me. Okay. Models, diplomats, things like that. So please don't think if there's more to it than that.
People,
you're okay
offended.
With your nude, but you're not the sexiest thing in the world, I'm going to be honest with you.
Let me tell you about Nola, though, man. You know, like, Nola is just, like, what you see on his videos is just what he is. Let me tell you about how it is with YouTube. When you get on that camera, sometimes you turn into a different personality. It happens. And you get off that camera, you go back to just being how you normally are. And some people, just that's just them. From what I'm listening to on this show, what you see on camera, that's Nola. That is not a persona.
And that's why I don't find that attractive. So
I think he's funny.
No.
I personally think he's funny. Like when he be saying stuff, I say, man, I can't believe the dude said that. Talking about you know that video you put up about he like, you know, chicks ain't got daddies. I was like, this dude a fool. You know, it's like he's funny. You know, it's like I don't really see.
My tactics work. They work. Niggas see me up and say, no, I've been watching you since 09, and I used to be quiet and a nerd, now I'm the most popular, and your shit works, thank you. That's all, I'm on there to help niggas. And females don't like that, because it's true. When I talk about females without partners are easy to smash, this how you talk to a chick to get in a pass. They don't like that shit, so of course you ain't going to like me.
You like Gabrielle, you got to laugh at Nola. Nola.
I think that's funny.
I promise you, just me doing videos, I promise you this dude is emailing him, asking him stuff. I guarantee that, because it's weird. When you get on that YouTube.com screen, it's like you become some little 10-minute celebrity, and people actually look up to you, believe it or not. You'd be surprised what people say to you.
Yeah, they do.
It's weird. It's like, man, I was just putting up a video. It's no big deal. But, man, people take what you say to the heart. I mean, for real. I mean, it's so serious that you got to watch what people say to you, you know, even online. Because they had this one lady a long while ago. I don't know if you heard of her, named Asia McGowan. Have you heard of her?
I think so.
Yeah, well,
that
dude killed that chick. And he was all obsessive over her, over YouTube and stuff. So you got to just kind of, you know, watch some of these people, you know, just on this YouTube too, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's why I try my best not to offend people. I try my best not to, you know, get in mess and all this other stuff. I try my best not to. That's why I don't address certain things, or when people bring mess to me sometime, I just, you know, if it's messy or being, I just block them. I don't even address it, because I know good well know the people that came at you sideways.
Oh, yeah, of course. Threat. Oh,
damn,
shit.
They threaten you?
Yeah, don't let the face fool you. I'm stealing a nigga from New Orleans and that Katrina water and did something to us. Nigga, I ain't playing with y'all.
Oh, what threat they tell you, bro?
They always threaten me since 09. I'm going to find you, I'm going to get you. Nigga, you ain't going to do shit. Well, I want that to happen. I want to pop off on me. Give me a reason, please. I want it. Let's go.
So Gabrielle, is that crazy YouTube can be sometimes?
But Gabriella, the chicks like my personality, and you can't, and I know what you're about to say, chicks with low self-esteem, right? Nah, it'd be the educated ones.
What did you say?
I know you say you don't like my personality, but a lot of chicks do. And I know you're going to say low self-esteem.
Oh, I know they do. I know exactly why, too.
Yeah, because they ain't going to fucking ass kiss. They ain't going to kiss
that ass.
I mean,
a lot of them, I don't know what it's called, but there's like, for some reason, there's a lot of women like with really low self-esteem will go towards people like you. They find that very attractive, because it's exciting and all that. You know, the fact that you don't give them enough attention, that makes them want you more. I think it's called there's a study like that shows that people will associate feelings of love with the fact that they can't have somebody. And they're attracted to, like, they get excited over the fact that, you know, you're not giving them enough attention and you treat them like they're just a sex object and they just love
I told you, disrespect women, they will love you. And it's true.
You really said disrespect women and they'll love you.
I did a video and I did it. Because it's true, because a chick is saying a relationship dude beating that ass. Oh, he loves me. Yeah,
that's
because
it's a negative tension. It's like it's a negative, like, for some reason. But then once they get to a certain point, once they wise up, they're going to get out of it. But the fact that there's a lot of people who will stay in a situation that's negative for years and years and years because they haven't come to that point where they realize that it's wrong, but... That has to do with the person.
Not my problem, but I guess.
Well, believe it or not, what Nola's saying, look, there is a certain demographic of women. Now, it's not you're going to be.
I know
your,
it's true.
It's not
going to
be your. I'm going to say.
I'm not going to knock the whole thing. That's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. That's your
no,
life.
No, no. But I'm saying there is a certain demographic of women that will like to be disrespected. And if you treat them right, you treat them good.
I have a close friend that does that. She's not the ugliest woman in the world. She can get, there's been men who have great jobs. There's a man that, you know, there was like two or three guys after her. But she still wanted to get with a guy like Nola for some reason. She's been holding on for years, thinking that somehow he's going to change. But he's been treating her exactly, I mean, he got like he's had his little girlfriends, like, call her up on her phone, talking about, oh, how's your man doing, that kind of stuff, and she'll still stay with him. Because he just thinks that low of herself.
Look, let me give this up.
I don't know why people do that.
People think I'm this total bad guy. Like, look, I never been in jail. I don't even never get arrested. I'm a normal dude. I go to school, I do this, I play ball, I rap a little. I'm not no fucking... murderer and nothing like that.
Okay. But how would you feel if a female said that she likes to lead guys on and she likes to get, she likes to wait until a man like really falls in love with her and then she'll just do something to break his heart just out of spite, just for fun, just for the fun of it. She'll have like 10 different guys chasing after her, falling in love with her, thinking that, you know, she's just God's gift from the earth and she'll just do something just to, you know, make them feel like they're nothing and absolutely break their heart to the point where they don't even want to look at a female again. And, you know, and you would you say that that's okay? I mean, what if she's a charitable person? She, you know, she donates to all kinds of homeless shelters and does all this stuff. Does that make her, I mean, she's still a good person, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a good person. If he allows it, that's what happens. That's how the game goes. But I've never done nothing like that though. I don't even get that far into that type yet.
You don't even get the emotions involved. Like how long do these things last?
I don't know, like a month. Like I hit him up on Facebook, like, what's up, you wanna chill? Shit like that. We friends with benefits. That's basically what it is. It ain't nothing like I'm trying to.
But
have
any of these women actually asked and said that they want to be in a relationship or what? Or do they know that this is just, you know, what she said it was, just nothing. It's just a casual thing.
Mm-hmm. They know, but they have asked. I'll be like, nah, man, let's just keep it like this. I tell them, like, let's just keep it like this. Like, okay, Nola.
That they say that because they think that somehow you're going to change. That's why. Do these relationships or whatever they are, how many of these people do you have? I'm just curious now.
I actually know a guy like this
in my personal life. I'm just curious. Like, how many of these people do you have, like, sticking around?
I can't divulge that information. I'm on the covert operation.
Huh?
I'm on the covert operation. I can't divulge that.
Oh, you can't do that. You said a covert operation. Really?
Yeah. It's many in the past. I thought it was in high school.
Hey, well, hold on a second. I got a phone call I'm gonna bring in. Caller 4130. You on the show? Well, I don't know if I think it is answering it. Caller 4130, you on? Well, they get off. Caller 3724, you on the show? Hey, who was that? Last four digits 3724. Whatever that's about.
Yeah.
Call us 4130. You on the show?
How you doing, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. So what's
you
up,
got,
man?
You got any questions?
Yeah, I was wondering. I'm brown, so does that count as me being black if I'm from India?
You're
yeah,
brown.
You're black.
I'm brown,
black.
But like, you know, I like to think of myself as black, you know, because I roll with the spaghettis and stuff. Like, I inject marijuana sometimes.
What the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about, dude?
Like, when, like, you know, like, I take drugs sometimes. So, like, I injected a couple marijuanas yesterday. And, like, that just made me feel so black.
You know he's playing around, right?
I know. Yeah, I know. And he's off the phone. Anyway, next one. That was funny. I haven't had nobody do that before. That was cool. Caller 1469, last four digits. You on the show?
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, but it's you off. Boy, I'm having a lot of fun tonight. What's going on with these trolls? This is different. Call 6011. You on the show? Wow. I'm having all these calls in the queue, y'all. I'm just trying to see what they are. Caller 8084, you on the show? I guess I'm going to chill out on answering calls for right now. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Nola, mm-hmm. Gabby?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all can continue back to what y'all was doing.
Yeah, I can't divulge that information.
Okay, and I can give you your little whatever that is that you got going on. But.
I don't know what was all that going on. I see calls coming to queue. I said, okay, I said, well, let me see what it's about. And then somebody asked me some stupid. I mean, I thought dude was asking some sort of serious question, you know, whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, because you know, most times people don't call my show playing around, but now all of a sudden they call my show playing around. So I'm like, well, I guess whatever. So I don't know, you know, like I said, I don't really. You know, screen anybody just too much, you know, because you need another computer to do that. But so I'd let them on. But anyway, well, what the conversation was about before we got interrupted.
Well, he said he doesn't want to divulge any information, but I was just curious. I'm like, okay, but would you do like what that guy is doing that's messing with my friend? Like, would you sit there for like a year and a half and this chick is still thinking that she's the one and only?
Mm. I don't know, man.
Is that just too much work?
I've been put in situations where I had to like go from this one. It's ways to go around that, but it can be stressful and hard working conditions. But it can be done.
So then, why do these girls stick around? That's what I want to know. I mean,
the dick game and the money, dick money, and if you look good, yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah, but see, these women these days, like, you know, because they don't have their fathers in their life, because they don't have an example of what a man should be in their life, they look at superficial things, and then you grow up in the rap culture, and that's not really, like, anything to look up to all the way either, because it's like, a lot of these rappers, they get broke too quick. You got a few rappers that's made it, like, say, your Jay-Z's, your... you know, your 50 Cent. I mean, these men have branched off and got these major businesses. You know, your Russell Simmons, all these people. You know, Russell Simmons wasn't a rapper, but I'm just saying it's still the industry. So they thinking that's all we can do. Back in the day, we were doing everything. We were judges. We were lawyers. We were, you know, doctors and dinners. Yeah, we were ball players and musicians too. But you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But these days, these chicks just looking for, you know, a dude just for some notoriety. Like I say, like Ice Cube say, these dudes want to sleep with you just for your car. That's why half of these cats just go put a car with some rims
then
on
how
it.
Can they, but then how can these women expect for a relationship, if all they're attracted to is about someone is just the physical stuff or the superficial things, so how could they expect anything? Like how could they expect it to be anything serious?
So, good question.
I mean, I know a lot. I've seen a lot of women that will get with somebody. Who, I mean, I don't want to keep bringing you up and trying to make you feel like, thinking that somehow they can change him. That if they play their cards right, eventually they'll fall in love with them, and all the other girls will just mean nothing to him. I don't understand why they would think that, but. If you get into a relationship with somebody who's so concerned with trying to get in your pants on, like, the first day, you really shouldn't be expecting anything more from it.
See, that's not my objective. I don't angle that way. I'm not. You
mean I never said that was your job. I'm just saying that sometimes they need to be smart and move on, but whatever.
Let me see. Give me a second. Let me try one more time on this next call here.
Yeah.
Caller 0240, you on the show?
Hello?
Yes, you on the show?
Hi. Well, I'm in the Marines.
Uh-huh.
And I talking about, like, the, you know, the different cultures just in the, you know, like, the black and the white and the Marines. And it's incredible to see it.
Okay, what's the difference in the culture?
Well, I mean, like I mean, I'm white myself personally, but the black is like, you know, it's they're a lot more ruthless. Is that the word? You know, they are hard men. You know, they are not afraid of anything. But whereas us white guys are scared, man.
We ain't scared in what sense?
Just like I don't know, not necessarily death. I mean, of course, everyone's scared of death. But you know, like it's really hard to explain. Not of death, but of just generally a lot more afraid.
Okay, but name something that you're afraid of, or you say white people are afraid of in general. Give me an example.
Like drugs, you know, injecting marijuana, stuff like that.
Are you the same dude? Injecting marijuana.
What? Why am I?
I
graduated top of my class. I'm top of the class in the Marine Corps. I'm highly trained in guerrilla warfare.
Who's smart if you're thinking that you could shoot up marijuana?
I'm saying in general, that's what people are afraid of.
Uh-huh.
But I am highly trained, and I'm high in guerrilla warfare. I mean, don't be laughing at me.
Oh,
I'm making
really?
A point.
Really?
So is your version of guerrilla warfare, is it Call of Duty Black Ops?
On a holiday than sit around bothering people on the internet?
What?
Like, really?
I worked my ass out in Afghanistan, and now I come back here, and I'm talking on the radio, and you're giving me shit about it. What are you doing?
Really? Or something else is acting.
All right, let me cut this dude off, man. This is funny. This is very funny, y'all. That dude say injecting marijuana. That's funny, man. Like, y'all gotta laugh at that dude, man. Like, real talk, y'all gotta laugh at that dude. I can't even get mad at that dude. You making me laugh, man. But like I said, people like you say, your boy Nola. They got women that they love Nola. Trust me, they gonna look for Nola. They'll pass over a dude that got, let's say, my mindset to go talk to a dude like Nola. And a lot of these dudes get online complaining about it all the time, which I don't think they should, because it kind of makes you look bad when you start doing that. Because the chicks that gonna pass over you to go with somebody like Nola usually broke
like
anyway.
Nice guys, they don't like pushovers. They're pushovers. That's what it is.
Some
I'm
of
not
them
gonna
are.
Allow
that. Them dudes gotta learn though. You gotta combine the two. You're right. No woman wants to be a pushover because
no woman wants a pushover, but then
that's
woman.
Right.
With the right mind, wants somebody who's going to treat them like a piece of shit, okay? So you have to be able to compromise. And you can't be too nice to sit there and let a woman walk all over you. There's a difference between setting boundaries and then treating someone wrong. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, you have to find the balance. Because a lot of these guys that go around saying, oh, the women don't like the nice guy, Those are the ones that look that are like Steve Urkel, and they look exactly like him. Skinny, big old Coke bottle glasses. Don't not like they're real nerdy and don't like socially retarded. Those are the kind of people that would say things like that. But why are you laughing?
You laugh. You think about that dude saying injecting marijuana? What you laughing about?
No,
hey,
my godmother's laughing over here. But guys like that are the ones that'll say that nice guys finish last. But you need to learn how to combine the two. You have to learn how to have a balance. You can't just be all one way and all another way, because what's going to happen is if you're either of the two extremes, where you're too nice or you're too mean, you're going to end up alone. That's just how, or you're going to end up a simp if you're really, really nice. You're going to end up marrying somebody like Buffy the Body or something. Or somebody who's going to be too good. Or you're going to get somebody who's like five kids and you'll be miserable. Or you'll be all alone. You'll be like these guys at the retirement home that my aunt works at, like 65 years old, still trying to run games with the ladies.
Yeah, now you know your life gotta suck. You're 65 years old and trying to run game on females. Your life gotta truly suck.
My grandpa
like
that.
You know a guy, he's 72 and he still does that. So
wow.
I'm not gonna lie to you. He still does it. So I don't know.
Hey Gabby, you sound sexy. Like, you got a Facebook or something?
I can't hear you.
That dog on Nola being Nola.
Yes, I have a Facebook. Yeah, we should talk.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Now, Gabby, how did you read, you remember a certain question you had asked me like a while back? How did you know that was going to happen?
I already know. Guys think I'm funny, so. But I don't know, they find my heart to get nature very attractive. I would say that I'm a sort of kind of the female version of Nola, but not really.
A challenge, I like.
A challenge, yes, a challenge. You're not yet, like, you'll never win, so don't try.
I only lost one. I'm going to get revenge, but I only lost one. That's my fault.
You don't get revenge?
Yeah, I'm going to get revenge.
How?
I ain't saying how. Can't divulge that.
Okay. Yeah, I know a guy just like that.
Secret,
he's been chasing after me for the last 5 months. It hasn't worked. So
because he real talk, half of these cats don't have no pimp game anyway. And when I say pimp game, I don't mean lying to a female. See, that's a dude's mess up.
Nah, I don't lie.
Lying to him. Pimp truth.
I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you though, because of who my parents are. I've had marriage proposals from people that are diplomats. I've had, like, very wealthy men trying to come to my house and ask for my hand in marriage. Like, I have African parents, so we're not going to get into that. But it's not like I don't have any options, all right? And I wouldn't settle for being somebody's eighth girlfriend either. So it's not going to work.
You know, I'm gonna tell y'all both something, you and him. It's always one person out there that
oh, I know there
it's gonna put game on you. And I'm gonna say, when it happened to Nola, he really gonna trip out, because they got females that got some game out there. You ain't seen yet. You think you seen it, but they good with that head game. They good with, I mean, they know how to talk. They know how to do everything. Then Nola's like, I can't believe this woman had my nose that wide open, dog.
As long as I get ass, I don't care.
It happens, bro. It happens.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. What are you
going to
tell me?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, when it comes to you, I mean, you're not as difficult as, I'm going to say, Nola would be to get to. You really not. You talk like you're difficult, but you're not. You're really not.
Yeah, I hear it in the voice.
How do you know? I'm really curious, actually.
It's just the way, like, when it comes to, like, and Nola could probably tell you this too. If you listen to women talk enough, you know how to engage them. You know if you got, like, if you have an open door to engage them or not. And, like, you the type of person to engage you got to have some sort of conversation. And you got interest that way. Like acting like, for instance, Nola, turn, like you even said, it turned you off. So, you know, you got to have some sort of conversation and pay real close attention to what you're saying and pay attention to your body language, you know, where you're looking, stuff like that. And that way he can know how his conversation needs to go with you, you know, because basically you more into, you know, somebody paying more attention to you as a person than just trying to run game on you. You know, so mm-hmm. if a guy see that about you, see that angle, that's the angle he's going to take. You know,
I've actually thought about that. If you told me that before, and I've actually seen that happen, and I'm able to kind of get away from that. So,
but me telling you and having somebody actually like,
I've had it happen before.
So, really?
Yes, I have. I haven't told you. So yeah, that's happened before. So, because I actually take people's advice and I apply it to my life, and when I see something happen, I stop it before it even gets there. So I know where my weak points are, and I'm not stupid.
Yeah, we all have our weak points. That's the truth.
Like, because then when you know what your weaknesses are, that's when you have to have an extra guard up, because you know that, okay, the way for a guy to get me is going to be X, Y, and Z. So you're going to have to go. You're going to have to see that coming.
I'm coming through the back door.
And if you actually see that happen, that's when, because I have a guy who's been trying to play that angle, and I'm not stupid enough to sit there and fall for it. So it takes it's going to take a lot more than that.
Yeah, they got people that always trying to, hold on a second, I got like a call in, this my homeboy right here, hold on.
Hello?
The Brooklyn Kid, what's up, man?
What's up, man, how you doing?
I'm all right, this is somebody I recognize, I'm letting in, because I had somebody earlier calling in, talking about they going to inject weed in their system, man, that's laugh.
Word, man, that was crazy, man, I was like,
what is that? That's what I was thinking. I never had nobody call my show acting a fool. That's why I'm like, I don't know who it is. But when I saw it, I said, oh, I know who this is.
Yeah. Word, man. That was crazy, but...
It was funny.
Word, it is, man. I'm telling you. But I just called to make reference to Nola's, you know, belief there. You know, I've been watching Nola for... Actually, I haven't watched this video for a minute. But I kind of been, like, in the battle with his belief or whatever, and I come to a conclusion, man, that some of these dark-skinned women or just black women in general that be up against this dude, honestly, they're just suffering from insecurities, man. You know, like, if you're very secure with yourself, you wouldn't really try to shame somebody into, you know, trying to like you. Like, you know, I have, you know, faults and shortcomings and flaws. I can't force anybody to like me. They don't, you know, if a female's not attracted to me, then, you know, it is what it is, you know, on to the next one. I think it should be the same way with black women. But then again, you know, some people may think otherwise, you know? So.
My thing is this. I don't want nobody around me that don't want to be. Period. That go for anybody. Like the other day, I even told the wife, I said, I'm even like that with my own kids. If you don't want to be around me, well, don't come around me. I hate people being around me that don't want to be. So I wouldn't dare want a woman to try to shame a woman into being with me and using tactics like your dad is black, your brother's black, your dad's black, or dark skin or whatever. It's like if the chick don't want to be with me, why I'm going to make her be with me and then she go cheating with some dude that's a skin color prince and that's what she likes. Go be with dudes that's a skin color prince.
Exactly, man. That's what I say.
I mean, don't be with me. I mean, I'm putting my heart and all that stuff into this relationship, and you really not attracted to me like that? I mean, that's the first step to any relationship. You got to have some sort of physical attraction.
Mm-hmm. Word.
You know, my thing is this. You know, Gabby, you were saying earlier about it's not the same about, you know, when it comes to white men choosing, you know, their women or whatever, but really it is the same. And I'm going to tell you why it's the same. You saying that it's not the same because they don't have the different hues of skin tone like black women have and
the
black people.
No, I said it has to do with the history. They don't have the same history.
Okay, don't have the same history, but we can't go off history because none of us been a slave. So we can't go off of that history. I understand where it comes from, but now one of us has been on the plantation to say that has an effect on us, that I wasn't in the field and dudes like Drake wasn't in the house in this day and time. So we can't relate to that, unless on a historical standpoint. So what I'm saying is this. If a white dude say, I only like blonde hair white women, And if a brunette come up to him, I've seen a lot of white guys say that, and they do it, and they will date nothing but blonde hair white women. And the brunettes come their way, you're like, nah, I'm not interested. And they say, I just don't date brunettes. I date blondes. They don't trip on it. They're like, okay. And they go on to the next white dude.
It's insecurities, man. That's,
I mean, if they're rejecting the woman for something physical, whether it's hair color or skin color, it's still rejecting the woman over something physical.
I get rejected over something physical all the time, man. And I'm like, I don't see the big, like, I mean, I see the big deal. And so, you know, rejection, nobody likes it, you know. We all get a little hurt by that. But at the end of the day, it's like, whatever, man. Like, you know, you just move on. You know what I mean? That's just a part of life. Like, you know, like, I like how you did that one video by, you know, what was it? The thing about Nina Simone, how every, like, black chick is, like, tripping about that. And I'm like, come on now. Like, seriously. She's, you know, it's just a movie. At least we're getting our history. You know, like, that's what I think. I don't think the whole thing about, oh, well, you know, she's not quote-unquote black or not dark enough. And I'm like, yo, first
well,
of all, she's a black.
Well, I'm going to tell you, when I originally posted that video, dude, I'm going to tell you this much, man. I was like, man, it don't make sense. I mean, it is a black woman, you know, even though she's considered biracial, but she's still a black woman doing the video, stuff like that. But I really didn't have much, like, know who Nina Simone was. I mean, I really didn't. So I actually looked at the chick, and the chick is, like, dark-skinned, like, natural hair type of sister. I mean, African feature kind of sister, okay? And she was ridiculed a lot due to her features. So once I really started looking more into her, that's when I deleted the video. For the reason of, I say, okay, I kind of understand now why people were saying that. At first, I said, man, hey, she's black. What does it matter? But when I saw her, and I actually saw her, what she stood for, and, you know, and I started thinking about it, they do have some actresses that could play her, possibly. You know, they was talking about maybe Viola Davis could have done it, or maybe who else? The top of her head is Darcy.
NDIRE.
Yeah, but you know, NDIRE, you know, she's not an actress, but I don't know, maybe she could do it. You know, she looks more, you know, or you can, or some unknown actress that need the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to get nobody well known that we know. You know what I'm saying?
I go back to, and I often refer this to, you know, the movie The Last King of Scotland. You know, and
that was a good movie.
Yeah, I've never seen it before though, but I've noticed, like,
you never seen it?
Nah, I never seen it.
Get that movie, dude, man. That's one of the best movies Forrest Whitaker ever did, man.
Oh, word? Because I really wanted to see it. I just never really got the chance to do that, you know.
But get it. That's something to even buy, dude.
I will plan on doing that, though, for real. But you notice how, like, they made his complexion to be darker to play, what's his name, Idi Amin.
Yeah, well, Idi Amin, it was darker than him.
Yeah, and nobody really pointed that out, but then... Yeah, when, you know, they want to bring Nina Simone, you know, when they want to put Zoe Saldana to play Nina Simone, it's like a big catastrophe. Everybody's like, no, that's not good or whatever. I'm like, I don't get it. Like, why? You know, okay,
let me tell you something. I've seen The Last King of Scotland, and you wouldn't have really, if you didn't know Forrest Whitaker, you would not know that he wasn't that color. I mean, Forrest Whitaker's a dark-skinned man anyway. It's not much makeup they really put on him to make him look darker, if you think about it. You know what I'm saying? So like I watch the movie, you see what I'm talking about. It doesn't make it look stand out. But what people were saying, and I had to think about it, because like I said, I think about, you know, when people put comments, I'm not just so bullheaded where I don't read them or say, well, let me see what they're talking about.
Right.
I mean, she's like light brown skin, and they're trying to make her look darker. And one person would say, well, man, she looked like a black person with black face. And in the way that the makeup looked, I mean, I had to look at it like a few times. I said, you know, I see why they're saying this. I really see why, because it don't look natural. That's what basically what it is. It don't look natural.
It don't look natural. I mean, I understand, but
like I said, but would I go see the movie? Would I say I'm not going to see that movie? I probably would still go see it because the people making a big deal out of it. That's probably why I would go see it.
I would just watch it just to gain knowledge. I mean, and yeah, or see what's the big deal. Because I mean, I don't know, man. I understand. Like, okay, maybe they should have put up a more, or they should have gotten like a more, an actress that looks a little similar to her. But at the same time, I don't think it's something to bellyache about, you know, like, I don't, that's just me, you know, like, that's just how it is. And, you know, when when certain people hear your opinion, they'd be like, oh, well, you got a color complex. I'm like, nah, I don't have a color complex. It's just, I just don't see the point. Like, that's somebody's point. All right, saying a short person, like, yeah, it's like saying a short person or a tall person is playing somebody that used to be short. Like, oh, well, you know, you have a height complex. You're like, no, you know, it's like I would just.
Oh, and only talk about height complex, women got the biggest height complex.
Yeah.
Ask a short dude.
Oh my
ask a short dude. How much play they get versus a dude that's at least 5'11", 6 feet or more.
Man, I'm pretty short myself, and I'm telling you. I get told all the time, oh, your whole body's short. You're like, really?
They treat you like a kid with Down syndrome, right?
My gosh, man. All my life, and I'm
and
I
the
don't
killer part me. About it, it be
What's
chicks
up?
That short that be saying that. I can understand they're
like,
tall, and be like, I don't want no man shorter than me. I would get that. But it be chicks that's like, chick, you 5 feet even. Like, and you tripping on dude that's 5'6"?
Brother, I've seen... Like, early this week in school, I seen this one chick chilling with her boyfriend, and this dude literally had to bend down to kiss her. I'm like, dang, man. I hope you don't have back problems. And number two, man, they really don't.
He don't have back problems because in the bedroom, they're all the same height. So he don't have back problems. Trust me.
Maybe not when he's maybe not that time, but if you got to bend down every time when they stand in, the kisser is like, dang, dude. Like, it's crazy, but I'd be like.
So let me ask, hold on, because I got Gabriella. Why women act mm-hmm. like that about height?
Because they're stupid. To be honest,
I mean,
put it like
that.
Because they're stupid. That's the one thing I can say. Because I've had girls who are my height, which is 4'10", sit there and say, oh, I don't want to date no man who's any shorter than 5'10", or he has to be 6 foot tall, and I was like, and half of these girls are like 2 or 3 inches shy of being a midget, and they don't want to date a tall man, or a short man. I don't know why they do that. I don't really care about height, but I think it looks really weird when you see a guy who has a girl that's like maybe 1 or 2 feet shorter than her. I just think that looks nasty, but. Some people like that sort of thing. I don't know. It is a, it's like a heightism thing.
Yeah, it's heightism. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
It's something that's ingrained in them. It's something that like men who are taller are considered more dominant. Even guys that are taller will get better job opportunities and things like that. So
they say short dudes live longer. That's what I read.
And also, short dudes got the little man complex, too. Every last short dude I've seen, it's like they got to prove themselves.
Yeah, man.
And Napoleon,
I've been
the Napoleon complex. That's what they call Napoleon.
I've been through
like,
that, man. I've been
it's
through
like,
that.
Dude, like, why are you always trying to prove yourself? Nobody, you know, like, I work with a guy like that, and he always trying to prove himself. It's like, everybody call him Chicken Little because he looked like Chicken Little.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, with his glasses, he's skinny. I mean, he's like a white version of Chicken Little.
Wow, man.
Yeah, man, if I had a picture of the dude, you'd be laughing. And put it next to that character. You know what I'm saying? Everybody called me at work Chicken Little, and he's the one that's always, you know, talking the most crap. Like, dude, like I said, I wouldn't even punch you. I'd just slap you. I mean, come on, man. I feel bad. I would feel bad punching a dude like that. That short, that skinny.
Brother, I think it stems from childhood. You know, like, everyone, like, a lot of short dudes are like, what is it? They're often picked on, like, yo, you can't do this, you can't jump that high, you can't run that fast, and it's like that whole competitive attitude builds up as they get older, and then, you know, when they get into the job world, which is nowadays very competitive, they feel like they have to prove themselves. So, I mean, I know it's, I can understand because me and him are in the same situation, although I'm not really the kind of guy that'd be like, you know, yeah, okay, I could cook better than you. I could, you know, heat up that food in the microwave shorter than you or whatever. Nah, I mean, I guess I'm a little bit more laid back than that. But honestly, man, like, it really is something that should be looked at. You know, like, I think that they should look at themselves and say, hey, you don't need to be all that competitive all the time. Like, things are not to be taken too seriously. Each and every, you know, minute, but, yeah.
Hey, Nola, how tall are you, dog?
5'9".
Oh, average height.
Really, 5'7"? I would thought that he would have been like maybe 6 foot, the way he'd be talking.
My little job ever had, my grandpa came up to me and said, hey, you want to make some money? I was like, yeah. Well, what I need to do is they come with me to my dad's house. We're going to cut his grass, and I'll pay you $20 for helping me. I'm like, oh, $20? I'm like, shoot, back in the day, that's when gas was a dollar.
Yep.
I'm like, cool, $20? So, shoot, man, I go with my grandpa. He had me, you know, show me how to cut the grass, show me how to weed eat, sweep, all this other stuff. He'd be watching me do stuff. And he's like, oh, no, you missed this spot, this. So I learned how to cut grass, like, when I was around 8 years old. I would ask my grandpa every week, we going to cut grass this week? I was like, because I just fell in love with making money. I love making money and not having to ask my mom.
I never cut grass, but I planted things before. And it was weird because I never did that, though.
Hey, hold on. Don't laugh at him because there's nothing wrong with landscaping because I love the mess out of landscaping.
And
landscaping
my... Nah, okay, bro,
so
I hate that.
They have gardeners, man. What about us? People that have gardeners, does that mean that we don't know the value of hard work?
No, it's not. No, it don't mean you know the value of hard work. That means you made it.
You got a maid.
In other words, you made it. But as for me, if I was rich to the point that I don't have to make my kids do anything, I'm still going to make them do stuff because I don't want them to get the attitude that you're entitled. Ain't nobody entitled in this world. You will get it on your own. So when it comes to my kids in the house right now, they wash dishes and clean every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't take care of your business, you're coming out of gymnastics, you're coming out of this, you're coming out of that. I'm cutting everything off to get your stuff in line because I always say I don't want no sorry good for nothing women coming out of my house and I'll be stuck with them.
Word.
They ain't gonna be like, man, that chick don't know how to do nothing. But at the same time, I'm also teaching them how to raise the bar high too, so she won't be looking for Nola.
Damn, dog.
you
just made him seem like he was the last.
I got Nola for putting himself out there like that as an example, so I got to use an example. I mean, Nola straight up said he looked for a chick that got daddy issues and looking for a daddy, so and he's there for them to come in his own.
You be telling your son.
And when Nola have a child, he'll understand why I say that. He don't have a child.
You be telling your son, man.
That's
be like,
the
don't want
funny thing, though, because I know guys just like that. They'll be doing the same thing that Nola's doing. That 10 years later, they get married to, like, to a girl like me. Then they have a baby. And especially if it's a little girl, they'll be the most overprotective fathers in the world. So
yeah, they
yeah because
they
we know,
they
know
don't
what
think about them.
How,
know what men about. So, yeah,
we
don't want
our
daughter to get ran through.
Word.
You want to have a baby with me? You want to have a baby with me now?
Oh.
Damn.
Sorry, you don't make enough money for me. I'm sorry.
Ouch.
I got a diplomat, a doctor, and a chief of a village waiting for me.
What?
So, sorry. You don't need
you going to put me down like
pretty
that?
High,
you going to put me down like
mean.
That?
Yo, pretty high mean.
So you put your black man down? See, that's what I'm told.
I'm just saying, you don't meet my qualifications.
She's gonna get the white man. She's gonna get the white.
First, I gotta see you on Facebook. Fuck this. Hold on. What's your Facebook? You hit me.
I ain't telling
you
nothing.
Oh, why you don't leave me like that? Hey, say that. How she looks? She looks good.
Because I don't want you to fall in love with me. That's fine.
Whoa.
Oh, all right.
Oh.
All right. Let me. Yeah, fuck it.
She's confident, bro. She's confident.
All right. Let me see you then. That's all.
I don't want you though. So what's the point?
I just want to see who I'm talking to. Because I know what she's going to do. You're like, oh, no, she ain't talking all that. So I don't want to hear all that, really. I don't. I ain't going to tell you nothing. I'm just going to say okay. I'm like, you bad. I'm like, all right, she bad. Let me see stuff. Nah, bro. She said she bad. You got to question that, honestly. I didn't say I was the best looking woman in the world. I just know what I'm confident, though. There's a difference.
I'm not ugly. I know that for a fact. All the honking horns I walk past reaffirm that. So,
wow.
Well,
Nola, I guess that means that a person like her won't be able to come look for you then.
Yeah, she's scared. She's running.
Because she don't have daddy issues.
It would turn into anything more. I'm not going to sit there and be chasing after somebody like that, thinking that I can change him. Because I know that when a person shows you who they are, that's it. You know, you can't sit there and try to change someone. I wouldn't even waste my time with that.
We can be friends.
I would just around for entertainment. And after I get sick of you, I just throw you away.
Dang.
Throw me away. We can be friends, though.
Yeah, we can be friends. We can swap stories or something.
Ouch.
Nah, man.
I'm not being mean. I'm being honest.
Ouch.
I love it. I like your type. You turn me on.
Wow, Nola, really? just like that, man.
Oh,
you
I like
to keep that to yourself,
down.
Man.
I like it.
You're probably gonna end up crying one day.
Ouch! Dang.
Let me get a chance.
That's exactly what Phil said. He's gonna meet a girl with game tighter than
Oh.
It always happens. It always happens because let me tell you what. No, true story. Like I had a stepbrother. Just like Nola, man. Just like, man, I run through these chicks. I do this to this chick. Do this to this chick. I mean, he was running through chicks, bro. I mean, it's like, I mean, some of them was bad chicks. But then it's this one chick he met. One. And, boy, she had his nose turned wide open, boy. I mean, dog. It's like, I said, man, what's up with you, man? He said, man, she different. She this, she that. Man, long story short, man, that chick played the same game like he played. And that dude was hurt. Oh, he was hurt because he was like, dog, I didn't see her doing that. I'm like, yeah, I told you. I said, they always got some female that got some game tighter than you. I say, one thing about women, why their game could be tighter than men because they lie very well. We don't.
Nope. We're horrible liars.
Women lie well. Trust me.
We're horrible liars.
And the reason why men believe they lie because all they got to do is look pretty and smile on your face and you believe anything they're saying.
Yup.
You know?
And then what makes it worse is that they make it so obvious. Like, everything that they do is right in the open. Like, a guy will sit there and try to act like a girl is his girlfriend or whatever, but he only calls her once a week, and they only see each other. They only spend, like, 1 or 2 hours together once every 2 weeks. And then he'll be pretending that he's not dating other people. So.
I wish some female would, like, let's say if I was, like, any girlfriend or even my wife, man, you better call me and talk to me every day. If I don't hear from you for a week, like, or something like that, to me, I thought, I'm going to hit you up and say, hey, I done you something? That's how I'm going to do it. And then, like, what you mean? Man, you ain't hit me up in 2 days. I wonder if I done you something. You know, of course, I would let it, you know what I'm saying? And it keeps happening. I'm going to say, look, maybe you don't want to do something. I'm not going to play with somebody playing my feelings. Forget that. I mean, you can go play with a toy. Don't play with mine.
Brother, that's just crazy, man. All of that's crazy. Just for real. You know. But.
Yeah. So good. I ain't hurt. Just over here balled up in a fetal position, you know. So good, man.
Well, Nola, I would love to see you with a daughter, bro.
Oh, no.
That's probably, yeah. Somebody said I'm going to be the first kid I had, watch.
Probably,
yeah,
bro.
And Nola going to be the most fiercest dad at that. Ain't nobody going to be able to come next to his daughter, watch.
Oh,
I'm
I can already tell. I can see it now. Because
he's going to be like, I already know what he about. I know what he about because I did that, too.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that one song by Nas on Daughters?
Nah, I heard about it. I ain't really listened to it, though.
Oh, you should listen to it, man, because it's kind of similar to what both Phil and Homegirl seen about you. You know what I mean?
The key is you got to school your daughters on the game with these men. See, like my oldest one, 13-year-old, I'm constantly schooling her. I'm trying to tell her what guys do. I'm trying to tell her what they try to pull. I'm trying to tell her all the game. That way, if a dude pull it, she's going to be like, man, I already knew what you on. My dad schooled me already. That's why these females fall for Nola is because they don't know the game. They don't know the game. No, man, Nola put himself in that position, man. It's an example.
He's the worst person ever. That's funny though.
Hey. It ain't like that. I'm laughing about it. If I was serious, I wouldn't even be talking like that.
But Phil, like, I remember the time when you made a video about how to argue, like how to, like, when a woman try to argue with you,
mm-hmm.
and you just try to undermine everything they say, and you just silent, just give them one word answer. My mother told me the same thing, and I tried that. I tried that thing, man.
That drives me crazy.
Dude, that
drives a woman crazy. It's like
that works.
When you don't either respond to them, or because you take the power away from them. See, women have their power when they argue. We don't argue well. That's why I say women, I think all women, especially the real good argumentative ones, should be attorneys, because they were doing arguing for free. They, you know, they argue real well with you. They good at it. They emotional with it. It's like, it's men, we just get frustrated with it. So the best thing to do is just shut up and let them talk and then give one word answers. They're going to get pissed off, but oh well. I mean, what could they do? That's my mom gave me that piece of advice about my baby mama. Like, just don't even answer her. Just let her talk. And some dudes like, man, oh, no, you tell her. I said, no, it works. It works. She can't stand it when I don't respond to it. Or I tell her how it's going to be and just cut it off. She can't stand it.
I did that.
You'd rather me argue with her than do that.
I did that too, because I remember one time I was dealing with this one chick a few months ago, and I'm telling you, my dude, like, my mom said, just try that. Try ignore, like, just try to, like, don't argue her. When she come at you and attack you like that, just say, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, you done with me, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I did that, brother. Oh, Lord. I ain't go front. I felt a little bad after that, but I said, I ain't mad because it's the best.
But
like,
it's good, though, because you set a clear boundary and you didn't allow her to disrespect you. So,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of these problems come from women not knowing how to deal with a man properly. Women think that the way to get to a man is to sit there and be constantly getting at him and nagging him and all this kind of stuff, but that has the exact opposite effect and it doesn't do anything. So, I mean, there's a totally different way of going about that, but the best thing to do is just do what you said. Just ignore your simple one-word answers and try to let her know that I'm not going to let you talk to me like I'm a little kid. That's not even going to work.
But also, you got to have a healthy balance to that, because you, like, she, if she has something legitimate she's saying and she's right about, I'm not going to pull that, just not answer and try to, you know, antagonize the situation. You know what I'm saying? Because, like,
but then
you know,
that's
if
why
I'm legit, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why, because some people, you know,
you
I don't want to
defuse the situation and talk about it and just say, look, this isn't working. I'm not going to have you yell at me. We're going to have to wait until you calm down. And then
oh, no, we ain't
going to
do that. Ain't going to be
have
no
a
yelling.
Conversation. I'm not going to sit there and be yelling about something. That doesn't accomplish anything.
Because the thing is, you ain't going to be yelling at me. Because I take that as disrespect. Because I don't yell at nobody. I really don't. I talk to people the way I want to be talked to. So you start yelling at me, first thing I'm going to tell you is, hey, man, you need to take that down by two notches. I think I'm not even yelling with you. I'm talking to you like a person. If you start cussing me and everything, the conversation's over. I don't want to talk to you because you ain't going to be cussing me because I'm not even cussing you. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, you cuss me, you're disrespecting me. Now, you cussing about a situation is one thing, but now you cussing me out, then okay. And that's when I got a problem. And then if a chick cussing you out, she don't respect you no way. That's how I look at it.
I just laugh and say, okay,
no,
cool.
I would leave a chick for cussing me out. I really would.
What?
Yo, yeah, I'm that serious about cussing. You ain't going to be cussing me out. It's like you're trying to G-check me, and you ain't about to do it.
I love when a chick curves. I love it. It's a turn on.
Not
me. Come on.
This is the kind of girl you be getting with.
Well, like I said, I had one like that, and at first it used to bother me, but I'm like, that just her and how she was, and it was cool with me. It just how she, but she wouldn't do it. She never cussed me out. She would just cuss because she liked to, and just cuss about the situation.
I try not to.
Me either. I'm a dad too, though.
I know some people say it's not ladylike, but I don't.
It really isn't ladylike. I mean, you look up and you see a woman cussing every time.
It depends on who you're with. I know that I'm not going to be in a professional situation cursing like I say that's not cute. But then when you're with your friends, it doesn't really matter.
That's why I see the problem is these women these days, and like you see all the videos of it. They always up in the man's face cussing them out and everything. That's why these dudes these days don't feel bad when they knock them out, because they don't act like women.
Honestly, I know this is going to sound real bad, but I really think that every single time a girl does something like that, I really feel that somebody should beat her up for it. Because if enough people do that, eventually these girls are going to stop. That's just how it is.
That reminds me of Lil Reese.
The reason why they do it is because they know they can get away with it. They know that there's no... I mean, there's no negative repercussions, really. A woman can get in a man's face, slap him, kick him, and then she can sit there and call the cops and act like she's a victim. And nothing would happen.
Now you're talking about Lil Reese. Like I had tried. Like I was trying to get Lil Reese to come on my show to talk about that situation. We emailed a few times about it. You know, you said, yeah, I'm on the show. Yeah, and this and that. We had an email. Then I I emailed him maybe like a few days before the show and said, hey, man, you'll come on through and hear nothing back. I told him I want to talk to him about the video, you know, and give him his chance to explain his side of the story. But I don't know what happened in this situation. But, yeah, I still got the emails about that, you know, what he was saying. You know, you get your day information off of Twitter and just, you know, contact him for their booking.
Bang, bang.
Brother, like.
What'd you say, Nola?
I fuck with Chief Keef and Lil Reese. I like them niggas, man. Bang, bang.
Chief, yeah, you think Chief Keef pulling from that New Orleans sound?
He got a Southern sound, so I thought he was from the South. Well, originally, he's from Chicago. I'm like, what the fuck? They rapping like us. Well, I fuck with him, man, yeah.
Everybody rapping like us.
What'd you think about T.I.? What'd you think about T.I.'s new song with Lil Wayne that's straight up New Orleans bound?
Yeah, that was that. Yeah, that's a sample, man. It was in Hollywood, 214. But yeah, it's dope. It's dope. Yeah.
I say, man, if that ain't straight up New Orleans, I don't know what is.
Mm-hmm. That's a sample.
Yeah, because it sounds like something I grew up with when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's bounce music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been when bounce music was like, shoot, I mean, when bounce music first came to Port Arthur, man, they went wild when bounce music first came there.
Wow.
I feel like I'm an alien. I don't know if you got to talk.
Oh, well, see, well, no, what I'm talking about now. I'm a little, you know, like I said, I
don't know nothing about black culture, to be honest.
Well, you need to get it. You need to get a crash course education.
I know I do
not. You light skin?
What did he say?
Yes, be light skin.
Yes.
Ah.
No.
See,
no.
I knew it.
No. Wait a minute. No, he's asking you. Oh, do you consider yourself a red bone, yellow bone?
Oh, yeah. My bad.
I don't know. Okay, fine. Well,
okay, let me give you an example. Give
me
an example.
Figure it out.
Okay. No, never mind. I was gonna give you an example of a chick, but never mind.
No, give me an example.
No. Well, who he's the type of chick?
Raven
he's...
Simone. That's the only... I'm gonna be around that color. A little bit lighter.
That's red. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know. Because my skin has a more of a yellowish undertone, though.
Oh.
That's cool.
Uh-oh. You shouldn't have told him that. You're going to make him even worse, man.
My name's Nola. What is your name?
You what you did?
It ain't going to work. Damn.
Take a little bit more than that. What's the
bus? So she want a doctor, I think. Is that correct?
I said I already got one.
Oh, you already got. I'm sorry. My bad.
You got a dude? You in a relationship?
No, I don't. I'm just saying that I have several options.
Okay. Several options. He's bragging.
Yeah. Well, push them out. Why are you on the phone calling me? Take them options then.
Huh?
Go take the options. Why are you on the phone with the boy Nova then, man? Breaking my heart, man.
Like I said, people like you with entertainment purposes. I wouldn't take that seriously.
Ouch.
I'll definitely have to see how you would fuck that.
It's kind of like a toy. Like, you kind of just lead them on.
It's funny, man. Nola's funny, honestly.
Nola's a fool, man.
Nola's hilarious. Nola's hilarious.
You can leave me on all day. I don't give a fuck.
You actually would think that. You probably would actually get his name for that sort of thing.
Oh my gosh, that is funny.
That boy is a fool, man.
Really crazy, man.
You actually find that attractive, though? You actually find a girl, playing head games? You actually
feel funny? I think Noah's tripping, man. He's just tripping.
Yeah, he's trying to find around. I'll be your side, nigga. It don't matter. I did a video on that. I'll be your side, nigga.
You want to be my friend now? Okay.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I know them white boys, they don't lay that pipe down like real niggas. Man, forgot it, doctor. We're working all day. Man, you need a real nigga from the pool.
Oh, my gosh, that is funny, dog.
Real shit.
Oh, man.
Okay,
boy,
but what are we going to talk about other than sitting there talking about 2 Chainz and rolling blunts all day? What are we going to talk
about? I don't smoke, I don't do drugs or smoke or drink. I'm real educated. People don't think that because of what I talk, but I'm real educated. I know every subject. I know politics and all that shit.
Oh, you know politics. Ah, okay. Could we talk about philosophy then?
No. Whoa.
Yeah, in politics? In politics?
Philosophy.
I dabble in that a little bit. I never took that class.
Okay. Why don't you try to engage me intellectually?
I'm a criminal justice major. I can talk about crime and stuff like that. I dropped that. That was so easy. Hey, you trying to discuss? Hey, don't diss my major like that. I fucked with that.
Okay. Why don't you name two famous philosophers?
Law what? Two famous lawyers?
Huh?
You say lawyers?
No, I said philosophers. Name two famous philosophers without getting on the internet.
John Locke? And you're a philosopher, I think. Yeah, and one of those racist sociologists. It was really racist. You know what
I
I'm talking about.
I didn't say no sociologists. I said philosophers.
Yeah, but they were still philosophers, though.
Okay, so are you familiar with the work of Rousseau?
Yeah, I heard about him. You studied him a little bit, but I really
did. Yeah. I'm not talking about stuff in class. I'm talking about, do you go and look at this kind of stuff just for fun?
No, I studied Black history.
I ain't worried about Black history. You know anything other than Black history?
Yeah. I know white history.
You know white history. Okay, what's happening in Syria right now?
Oh, it's popping off in Syria. It's over in the Middle East. They're fighting with the army.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
You're a mess. You know that? You're a mess.
It's popping off in Syria.
Rebels fighting against the army.
You're not smart enough for me.
Ouch.
Damn.
Wow. I think she's finding every reason not to go.
That'll give you a shot for maybe a couple of weeks, but after hearing you talking about, I dabble in this and that, you know, well, I know about, I would just be like, shut up.
I never said I'm the smartest nigga in the world. I pass classes, though. I mean, college honor roll.
Okay, do you get your girls to do your homework for you?
No, I do my own homework, real tough.
And do you get
some time in class? Actually, I'm going to Romania next semester to study abroad, learn their system of criminal justice.
Nola taking the show to
that doesn't matter.
Tonight,
I've already traveled half around the world several times.
Ouch.
That's cool.
But not with school aid either. So
we're going to have a party over there, really. It's for fun, you know, but we said we could do what we want, but yeah, I feel you.
Oh, hi. Okay, let me ask you a question. It's a bunch of white women in Romania, so, boy, you have a hard time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't fucking no white girl. I don't even like them like
well,
that.
That's, well, that's Romania. That's a lot of them over there.
A lot, bro.
I do.
And if there are black women there, they're usually African women, so.
Yeah, they got some black Romanians over there. I researched it, so yeah. But
they far and few in between, right?
Very few.
I
would go to England if I were you. Either England or Canada.
I'm going to France. That's where I want to go.
Oh, France is boring.
I heard it's nice, yo.
It's nice, but it's very boring.
Canada got
I went there like when I was 14. I didn't like it.
Me and you should take a trip then. Where you want to go?
My
Brazil
favorite trip. Okay, I have a couple of favorites. One of my favorites was when I went to Rome for my 16th birthday. I went to Rome, yeah. I saw the Vatican. I almost got to see the Pope, but it was too late in the day. And then I also been to Africa. I love going to Africa. It's my favorite. I'm going there in December anyway. Another place I like Switzerland.
Heard about that.
England was really nice, too.
I want to go there.
I want to go to UK and Australia. And
I've been to Australia
Japan.
Once.
Australia.
I want to go to Tokyo, Japan too, because I'm just a computer nerd with electronics. So I got to go to the electronics capital of the world. I got to go at least one time to Tokyo.
I've been to Australia once with my mother. It was pretty nice. I had family out there.
Though, I mean, it's like everything is like $2 more than it is in the US. Isn't that true?
Where?
It's Australia. Everything is more expensive.
That is true. And on top of that, like the women over there, dang. They even got black people there, too, surprisingly. But
I've had brothers tell me about them over there. The moment you open your mouth over there, that those women like this in your face because they like to hear the American accent.
Not really. Not for me though. I mean, only one really loves my accent, but other than that, nah. You know, I'm a short guy.
But I've heard that there's
a lot of
racism.
When I went to the club, I was all beat up.
The Aborigines there, so.
What?
I've heard, like from people that have been there to Australia, they tell me that a lot of the Aborigines, they have a hard time over there. A lot of people,
yeah.
The Australians are very racist towards the original people
yeah.
of Australia.
Really?
Which are black ancestry. They come from black ancestry, yeah. Like the jungle, like coming off the jungles and shit. Yeah, that's what they're living in, you know, basically. In a rural area, you know. They're Africans, to be honest.
Okay, no,
the
original you have anything against African people?
Hell no, I love my people. The original Australian is African, to be honest. The Dutch and Australian.
I love African people, but I don't know where my ancestors from Africa came from. So,
most of our ancestors come from the west coast of Africa anyway. Most of them,
okay.
Not all, but most of them. I mean, like I had one African dude. What? Well, I had one African dude tell me because he did a lot of he had his degree in some sort of the study of history and stuff like that in Africa. I forgot how he put it together. Anyway, he was telling me that black people have different features from the areas where they're from. He said people from certain parts of Africa have certain features. And
yeah,
he was telling me, he said, just like he said, a Chinese and a Japanese, he said to us, they look the same, but they can tell the difference because their features are different. Well, like, he looked at me and he said, I can tell you right now, he said, from your features, he said, you're probably from Sierra Leone, or he mentioned one other place. He said, just from my features. I said, really? And, like, for him to start talking to me about it like that, and he was real knowledgeable, it for some reason made me feel good to have, like, really, for some reason inside, it made me feel good, like, dog, I actually have some sort of connection to, you know, possibly where I come from.
Because
America is not our original home. You
of
know what
course
I'm saying?
Not. Well, it's my home, really. It's my home, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, you live here, but I'm saying everybody can go to their country of origin and know where they come from, mostly.
I'm going to get that DNA test thing done.
Yeah,
yeah,
I heard about that.
I was just about to say
that.
I had one,
like $200-some-odd or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't nothing. I get it done.
Yeah, you're right. It ain't nothing. I wouldn't mind doing it because I've started seeing it.
I want to do that, too, because I want to know what my...
I might be a prince. Shit, I might be a prince.
Oh, God. No.
I know I'm a prince.
No.
Noah's going to be saying, I want to line up all the virgins.
But what we do know is that white people come from the caves of Europe. That we do know. Yeah, they do. Research it.
They acknowledge they were cavemen. They acknowledge that. So it's not like they're not acknowledging it.
They call us monkeys and beasts.
No, we didn't come from no cave. We didn't come from that. You know,
that's,
I mean, you guys just study your history. Half of the folks are saying that are very ignorant and dumb and don't study history.
Yeah.
That's why I don't listen to people when they say, oh, black people, this, black people. Like, man, I say, niggas been balling ever since they've been here. Look at Egypt. That's niggas. Just all over the place.
The part is that it could have been more, but because of the colonialism and everything.
And then
like
even
call,
you talking about Italian?
There was a time when there was so much gold in Africa. There was all these, you know, how Ghana used to be one of the wealthiest places
Africa
ever.
Africa still got a lot of gold. And
they still
have
a lot of gold, but
country.
I mean, if you actually go there, it's kind of sad. Whenever I go, it's constantly being turned into, it's almost turning into like Hawaii, where it's like a tourist destination. But, there's so much wealth, it's just that the people don't have the resources to be able to use it.
Other countries taking that shit. The United States taking that shit. That's
exactly what they're doing. That's what got Gaddafi. That's what got Gaddafi killed.
They come in, they see it as a business opportunity, and they come right in.
No, they've been having their hand in Africa ever since they stepped foot in there. They ain't left their hand out in Africa. That's why they killed Gaddafi, because Gaddafi was putting the countries together to build their own banking system and everything. And it was going to get rid of the United States. And that's why the United States went in and killed that man. That man didn't do nothing wrong to his people. They had a few brothers that vouched for that. That man was giving money to his people for gold. Like, when they went to college, he was giving them free apartments and all this stuff. He wasn't killing nobody.
Yeah,
They say his people loved him. So they say America armed these rebels to go do that. I believe it.
It is definitely true.
Of course.
America don't want no independent Africa. Please.
They don't.
My teacher was actually talking about that yesterday in class. You know what? They were like saying how he was one of the very few dictators that were actually bad. Like, yeah, they put him in a negative category. And I'm
the
like,
dude
really?
Was bad. Like he was not bad. It's his people. Like, when you hear people telling you that live there about the man and how he treated his people, like, why are you going to believe? In mainstream media, I know this from doing videos and news stories. Mainstream media lies and spins stories a certain way to get you to believe a certain thing. They don't even like to report certain stories.
I want to still open.
They lie so much. Like the situation with the bus driver, how Fox funded that the first time when they interviewed Shadia Lane. Now, we all saw the first video where you saw Shadia hit him or whatever. Mm-hmm. When Fox showed, they just kept showing him uppercutting her. They didn't show nothing else before that. Trying to make her like, this dude just got up and just hit her for nothing. So, and if you never saw the first video, you would think, man, that dude is like a beast.
Nah, I mean, I've seen it, though.
But I'm saying, I see what mainstream media do. I mean, like I said, just about me doing news stories on my YouTube channel.
That's why you got to be on the internet a lot, man, because on TV, they don't show everything that's real.
No, they don't.
You know,
mainstream media is controlled by the government anyway. You know, the Federal Communications Commission.
Exactly. And then when you do get information from the internet, they call you conspiracy theorist or whatever.
You get more news. You get more accurate. Sometimes I get more accurate news from the internet a lot faster than mainstream media.
TV's going out of style, man. It's the internet taking over. You know what I mean? So that's how it is.
Yeah. So, you know. Like I said, I got a few minutes left on this show, winding down. I'm gonna get in contact with someone. But anyway, all y'all tomorrow, I hope y'all have a good Thanksgiving because I know I'm going to PA and going to eat my face off. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, word.
Yeah, go and visit the family. I'm gonna see if I can go.
Happy holidays, man.
Oh, I got to go see if I see catching people outside of Walmart and Black Friday people. Hopefully, I can go over there and see what they're doing, if I can catch them outside. I got to bring my video camera and see if I can catch them. But anyway, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. I want
to
thank Nola
for
bringing all his knowledge.
Don't try to get on my face with me.
Nola.
No, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it.
You ain't going to figure it out, so it's not like there's
no
way. How
you
going
to talk to a nigga? No, I can't tell you what.
I probably just add you just for entertainment. Yes. I probably should. Do you have a Facebook?
Yeah, I have a Facebook. Of course.
Okay. All
right.
Okay, what is it?
Nola So Raw.
That doesn't make any sense. How do you spell that?
That's my name. Nola So Raw.
Is that only? Nah, that's not the only one. Actually, I have it in my Facebook. Yeah. I got you on Facebook.
Okay. I'll add you when I feel like it.
Wow.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I had you when I feel like it. Man, that's cold.
That's crazy, man.
Wow,
man. Anyhow.
Yeah, but anyway, y'all, with that, I guess, did say it. y'all have a good Thanksgiving holidays, and thank y'all, everybody, for being on the show. And I'm going to wrap this up. Y'all just watch, follow me on Twitter, The Advice Show, Facebook, The Advice Show, and The Advice Show TV on YouTube. And also, like I said, just keep looking out for my new and future shows. Anyway, y'all have a good holiday. Stay safe. Okay. Don't get drunk.
Thank you, man.
Don't get too drunk tomorrow. If you get drunk, don't get caught by the cops driving. I know some of y'all drive better when you're drunk. So anyway. I've heard plenty of people tell me I drive better when I'm drunk. What? So anyway, y'all be easy and have a happy holiday.
You too, man.
You too.
All right.
Bye, Gabby.